Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
To today's operation, I am Lisa Berry, here to share some love and mind with you, some brightening your day, giving you perspective, and helping you feel more balanced. Now, what is joy if you can't share it? If you feel joy, would you like to be a bigger part of your life? One of the many reasons I do this show is to help provide you with the proper and positive perspectives and more joy of your life. This is really going to be one of the areas of love said. It is the difference you make in the world of boy, when is the world when you want it to be? I mean, envisioning helping you choose a lot of those who want something. Often does that work out? And then you just have a kind of reality. It's a happiness is a choice. And by listening to the show, well, listening to the show is a choice. And by listening to the Body Radio, you make it a choice to boost your mood and work on health. The energy is a lot. So congratulations, you come to the right place. The right things that make your life better. Because I really believe that life is a future. You gotta love your life. You can't always care and try to think about it, but that's me. And so for me, Lisa Berry, life is not just a tolerating moment or something you can't do. Life should be a celebration of the miracles of every moment. I'll say that again. Life should be a celebration of the miracles of every moment. Because it really is all a miracle. You're a miracle, I'm a miracle, we're all a miraculous combination of birth and sound. Together, think you're talking for that doesn't sound really good. You talk about stuff and organs. That's what your body is made out of. It is miraculous. It's like a signal that all works together. Things are transplanted, blood circulates in your body, and heart pumps and your mind thinks, and it's I don't take that for granted. That is a miracle. And the fact that you woke up today, that's a miracle. And you're all stardust in this world. It's an opportunity to go to Michigan and all over the world, and we have on a beautiful, beautiful spot. It's Dr. Light, and I'm sitting on the door to Michigan, and I'm looking at stars. And my favorite star are tourists, and it's 37 light years away. And how do you even make sense of that? Like, I'm looking at a star that's 37 years away. This is how I choose. I look at the miracles and everything, and life should be a celebration of. Sitting on the water, the stars, is really truly miracle. And well, that's how we should live our life. I always say I can't tell you how to do what to do or what to say, but I can share my perspective. I can tell you other things really love times. In fact, I saw on this vacation, I saw a sign that said, I don't know if it's killing me or making me stronger. You know, there's that line. If it doesn't kill me, it's killing you, I'm stronger. And the life lessons that we learn, and we all have tough times, you know, but then just use those tough times to boost yourself up, put yourself forward, and keep on going and looking for the best of your life. And then you decide your body, you decide what to feed your mind, what thoughts to think, you're responsible for today. I'm not responsible. I'm responsible for what I'm saying. I'm not responsible for what you do. Isn't that the truth? It's an interesting way to walk through life. I feel like I'm loving Lisa lets us laugh and hug. And then you say something and they take it all wrong. What? That's not what I meant. That's what? And then it's so I'm here to try to encourage you to look at life in a positive as possible way. Look for the best. If you look for the worst, that's what you're going to see. You're going to get what you're looking for. So why not put it back? Why not put out some loving, caring energy and hopes that you can get back in your life. So you can talk to you. I have so something that I'm doing called Peace of Love. And I did want to kind of share with you right now about how it's going to be as some of this is morning. Just a moment of mindfulness. Just being myself. Be listening to me. But I found that having our phones or anywhere they can access them today. I know my day is crazy, and then I'm not so much. I read an article just yesterday about we're talking more about positive psychology and meditation, and that's what I talk about and seeing it in the workforce. And this article focuses on bad beliefs. I think I'm a pretty balanced person, and I'm open to those things. I love having respect for people. But I think the article made a good point that it's not being beneficial. I think I accept that. I made that point on how this is helping yourself was not good for you. And how meditating and disconnecting, getting in touch with your mind is not good for you. How is compassion toxic? How can that not stop for you? I guess the basic thing was, well, it started out as Buddhism, and a lot of people want to focus on being a Buddhist. I think the Dalai Lama politically, but because of the thoughts and emotions that he shares. And that is just the life of helping others. You can't help because there are people out there who walk around trying to they're miserable, so they want to be people only get attention. Starting with kids and adults, even adults who focus on. I'm trying not to get angry at your dad. I'm trying not to get mad at him. I said, no, you are the culmination of the five people. So surround yourself with positive, like-minded people. And I do joke as much as people who work on it. We're all working on it. I do the joke and I'm full of love or full of something. They say, I want to share it with you and give my perspective. But I'm going to be I get my car and somebody pulls out front of me. But it's a choice. If you get in your car and you look for the kind of truck, well, you're gonna find it. So this is all about mindfulness and limited. I hope it's not bad. I hope it's not bad because I want to be part of the happiness. And I do not be there to share these thoughts. I think people are comfortable to share positive emotions. First of all, they feel like they're happy, but they're not comfortable. Here in the United States, along with the presidential election, there are tons of candidates saying, interesting, giving out cell phone numbers, and are we free? Well, are we adults? I want to be adults because that's what we need. But I would say every day you wake up and something's not growing where it shouldn't be or falling off, and that's a good day. And so many people see challenges. All you can do is hope that that's the right reason that it's keeping you. So I was talking a few minutes ago about how think about the people you spend time with. Are they influencing people? Are you affected by that? So I thought, well, you know what? We always be surrounded by chemical moves and wonderful people and body might be pretty intelligent. I love to be though. First of all, be a professional. Well, maybe your co-workers might be the best way. So, for you, the student is a her. That's an interesting situation, that's me. First thing that I'm not there. I'm going to limit time. I'm not worried about it. I'm afraid I'm going to retaliate. someone else, or are you the problem? Are you accepting? Is it that your ego was in place? Everything should have to be. Now I think about that, because I'm not understanding. I don't need outside validation. I mean, it's nice. Everybody wants it. It's really what it's all about. Everybody just wants to be seen. You know, they else, if you want to give a gift to a family, a friend, or even a stranger, you know what it is? It's not a good thing. You do it when you have a conversation. You might not do this in court, but you want to have a conversation. That's why I love you. Involves talking to people properly when they're too puzzled in the situation. Now, some people are oblivious to like three months. And they have never had anyone tell them they were doing so. But if you can calmly explain how you feel, how you feel, you know, state, you know, it's not true, but it's not a problem, you can either not say I, it's a problem. Maybe you can give them to the doubt. And I'm sick. Some people, if you get to just think that's it. Because probably that would help with that. We got to get sensitive person, so I think it's so not getting to the communication. So you're hearing things. And then, you know, just dealing with difficult people. And then last but not least, that's our favorite phrase, let it go, like all of a sudden gone. You know, you can't deal with it or come to realize what you're doing. And just take some resolve. It takes some energy, but you can just let it go. Why do you like to let it go? Choose to be happy. Happiness is a choice. It's not an achievement. Nothing is going to make you happy until you decide. And it's such a powerful statement. Because, you know, as I just always say, I like to shop, I like to travel, but you can buy something and you can build something. You can still not be happy until you decide you're going to be happy. It's not found in a particular set of conditions. Happiness is a powerful thing that you can deal with, which is whatever you need. So you got to get happy first. You got to got to make a choice. You have to choose the perspective. You got to focus on what makes you happy. And I would say, what makes you happy? They say, I don't know. And I'd say, how can you be happy? I don't know. I actually had someone recently, what makes you happy? And they said, well, it's kind of personal. So I have spent a few minutes trying to figure out, what can I do today that's really personal? But it is. You don't have to tell me. That's where self-awareness is. Self-love is so important. And knowing what makes you happy. Hopefully it's a healthy thing, or a balanced thing, or it's not illegal, or another problem. To me, making other people laugh, it makes me so happy. Just doing the show, and trying to uplift people, or the trouble to set, or what makes me happy. And focusing on flowers, and sunrise, and I know I sound like little Pollyanna, but it's true. I can't let go of me. So happiness is not found in a set of conditions. It's powerful, positive way to deal with conditions. How can you be happy with the world that's crashing from now? You may not be happy, but you can be happy for the opportunity to make a difference. And that's the nail on the head for you here with today's inspiration. I am so happy. And so grateful for this opportunity to even share this program. Even if you're listening, if you've made it with me this far into the show, hopefully you're connecting with something I'm saying. Hopefully you are hearing what I have to say. Hopefully it's touching your heart. You're here. I'm making this choice. I don't like this problem. I thought I had a choice. And I know you're confusing the mind of this stuff. Life is not necessarily but I still am hopeful, and I still have joy, and I'm still happy. So if you want something specific to happen before you decide you'll be happy, you're going to have a long and happy week. Because, as I said, I'm not necessarily living the life I want. I have many issues, and I'm in the hope that and as I said, people think, oh, when you're eating, you won't have anything. Well, it's not about being naive. I mean, when you put no condition on your happiness and suddenly let it flow, it is powerful. So, nothing about how easy or hard it can be. And then once you decide to be happy, you push forward and you feel happy. Be happy and you will get $3 million. This is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know, you're responsible for your own feelings and combination between them. So surround yourself with someone that you're happy with. Not people. I saw them today about this person. If you feel used by this person, abused by this person, put down by this person, then you should not be around this person. But that's not a lot of people. Because not everyone is a like a and that's not a judgment, it's an effort. Like some people go to Zumba class. This is Zumba for your heart. That's what today's inspiration is about. To exercise your heart, exercise your mind. Instead of contracting, we're trying to expand. We're trying to expand our vision, expand our quality, expand our life. Happiness depends on the choices you make in the world. You have a choice how to react. And that may sound simple, but forgiveness is unforgivable. Self-forgiveness is emotional. If you're mad at somebody else, it's like you're hanging on to all this anger and you get up at night. So spend hours thinking about scenarios, going through it, being mad, and not for anything. You're punching yourself. This is all in your head. The other person that you're angry with, feeling negative thoughts about, has no idea because it's in your head. It's not like you're driving by and your house and sharing these things. You want to walk around without anger and a lot of different differences in your gut. The toxic recipe that really rapidly experiences loss or heartache or disappointment to an equal level, have me discard and acknowledge that. But you know, the ability to walk more than ever experience this. That's what I'd like to have today. And there are sometimes, no matter how high the emotion involved in the learning stuff, or how much anger you're holding on toward something else, you can only do it yourself. And I know nobody else is good. That's one of my sticking points, how we take each other for granted. So, whether it's a sibling, or a son, or a spouse, or a spouse, or a partner, for sure. I mean, I try. I mean, as I said, I'm a human being walking the planet, and seeing what I go have a compound, and I do have to function in day-to-day society. But listening to shows like this, listening to Body Language, and trying to improve yourself, affects your perspective. And if you're done listening to the show, you can well, man, at least it's not good. And how do I get more of that? Go out into the world and you can make a lot of money. I mean, choose. I don't need to prove anything to anybody else about how much I know or how I have to do or put them down. One of my biggest things is that don't put yourself up. I see an image of an icicle swimming as a kid. You'd be in the pool and the times you come down, push your head under water and dump it. They would be catapulted up above the water. Kind of warm yourself up. Love yourself. Have yourself. Give yourself a break. Let go of the past hurts. There will be more, but there will also be good things. And if you look at the different work, you will hardly try. Don't push somebody underwater to push yourself up. Put yourself up on your own. Self-love is so important. That's another thing. Love yourself. Appreciate the miracle that you are. That you are up today. You're functioning. Look around. It's so much easier to see what's going on. Thanks for that birthday night. And it can be yours. And you can be a positive person who enjoys the change and cares for others, loves and laughs and loves the fact that you are with me. Let's start this happiness movement. Let's get this show on the road. And what you see in the world and who you are is your choice. Those people's existence all perspective. History, upbringing, and to some extent your genetics, like how you feel some things like you want to change. And in fact, genetics of Epoch to Run and Reconnected in November. I know we'll have at least enough to the show. And it's pretty much talking about, I haven't seen it yet, but I know that they've been talking about changing your genetics. Yeah, we're wired a certain way. I think I'm lucky. I think I'm probably wired to be positive. Or maybe I'm just tired of my awful negative childhood. I how negative I am. And I don't want to waste it. I simply just want to be a leader. I want to share, be aware and share. I want to be a leader of love. I want you to feel have some opportunity. Love yourself. And love what I'm doing. I love to speak to groups and conversations and to be my friend. Share with great thoughts with you. All the more in depth. That's what I do. It's a lovely thing. That's great. So love yourself, looks the best, and I look forward to it.